As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Hope we got good reception going out there across the airwaves this morning. Now we'll see what we can do about it, but we got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, October the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the OracleBroadcasting.com. OracleBroadcasting.com. I guess I got a case of the chops this morning. Carrying over this something wrong with the Oracle system. Let me just jump over here. Bear with me, folks, and see if I can raise anybody in the brain and IT area. And we'll see what we got coming out of that right over there. I'm going to just hang in there. We'll go ahead and take advantage of this brief moment in the first of the broadcast to make a connection here. And let me see if we got connection problem. Stay with me. Cutting out. Period. Doink. Okay. Well, send a message to the guy that knows how to fix it. Let's see if he can fix it. Anyway, back into our discussion as we go every day. Here we are on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. This is Friday. It is October the 1st, 2010. It is a live broadcast. I'll just go right into the market report, and we'll come back hopefully with a clearer signal after the first break. But anyway, gold this morning, very good news in the gold market for all the gold bulls. Gold is trading up $7.50 at $1,317 an ounce as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time in New York City. Silver up 23 cents at $21.97. Just a scant 3 cents away from the $22 mark. Platinum up $30 at $1,681 an ounce, and palladium up $10 at $573. So we're coming out of the chute this morning on this first day of the fourth quarter of this year, and the first day, this is New Year's Day for the federal system. Anyway, the first day of the federal year, the federal calendar year, things are coming out really good for the precious metals. Things are coming out pretty good all across the board except for the U.S. dollar index, the lows and the highs. This morning in the gold spot market, we're looking at $1,307.90 for a low, $1,319.10 for a high. But at $1,317 even, your gold is up year to year, $317 an ounce for a 31.71% return in your investment. And pardon me while I'm distracted here. I've got things going on all around me. But this morning, the London Gold Fix, the boys in London, set the price of gold at $1,313, right? Just as Rahm Emanuel makes his exit from the White House and goes back to Chicago, now we got Chicago at 1313 in the gold. Well, I don't know if there's anything to that or not, but it's certainly curious nonetheless. The SPDR gold shares this morning, they claim they hold 1,304.78 metric tons, and if my math is right, that means we had a 0.91 metric ton sell-off from the GLD overnight. They are valued on the street, though, at $54.8 billion at these spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning it shows that yesterday it closed down 47 at 10,788. The NASDAQ closed off 8 at 2369. The S&P 500 closed down 4 at 1,141. Crude oil this morning up a buck 24 at 81.21. So all of the discussion about ending the year with $80 crude is likely to pan out. We're now above $80 at 81.21, moving up $1.24 overnight. We'll be right back. Let's find out what we got going on here in the background. Bye.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's Power of the Purse Movie.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2600.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, October the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Apparently, we're having some very difficult problems getting a decent transmission out. So I'm just going to say that until it corrects itself, this is an open phones, open minds, open lines Friday. We've got a lot of information I'd like to share with you, but we're not going to spend too much physical or mental effort to try and do that unless this connection gets straightened out. So we'll just kind of cycle along here. I'm going to slow down quite a bit and not try and cover as much material as I had prepared. But anyway, let's go back into our market report for those of you who can get the signal. I feel sorry for the people that are out there listening on terrestrial radio. It's sometimes difficult enough to get a clear signal in that venue, but certainly on the Internet, you can at least put your ears closer. Look at it this way, folks. And our signal apparently is cutting in and out and cutting in and out and cutting in and out. You know, I spent many years listening to the international shortwave on a variety of either tabletop or portable or even my big Helicopter's XX99 shortwave receiver with many feet of exterior antenna wire. But sometimes, no matter how you stood, no matter how you tried, you'd stand up on the kitchen table, you'd wave your little antenna around, you know, you put alligator clips and 40 foot of wire on it, and you still couldn't hear your favorite broadcast. So I'm sure it'll be better than that, even on the Internet, even if it is cutting out. But back again, once again, to our market report. We found gold this morning. Good news for the gold bugs. It's up 750. That's not bad at all. At 1317, right, this is new highs, new ground. Silver, the real news here, up 23 cents at 21.97. It's touched over 22 already today. Platinum up $30 at 1,681.573. And for palladium, for troy ounce, up 10 bucks. What's all this telling us? It's telling us people are not at all interested in all this fiat monetary systems that the Federal Reserve is pushing around, and people around the world are reevaluating their investment strategies. People are fleeing away from the stock markets. They're getting out of dollar-denominated assets, and it's going viral. Hong Kong, this off of Market Watch, spot gold prices set a fresh record of $1,318.40 per ounce in European electronic trading on Friday, and were recently quoted at $1,315.90 an ounce, up $6.40 from its closing level in New York on Thursday. The surge came after gold prices set a fresh high in New York before ending lower at $1,309.50 an ounce. So there is that. Here's going to be another one along the same line. Update 2, this is a rather interesting article, kind of a different take on mining. The Senate narrowly approves, and this is in, we're talking about Argentina, their Senate, not ours, September 30, yesterday afternoon's news. The Senate narrowly approved a glacier protection law, a glacier protection law, the law seen as affecting Barrick, that's not Barak, that's not the usurper, Barrick, it's the largest mining company on the planet, law is seen as affecting Barrick's vast Pascua Lama project. The president has said it will not veto mining measures, blah, blah, blah. Here's the article by Luis André Hanao, or Hanao, I don't know how they say it, Spanish name, Buenos Aires, September 30th, Reuters, Argentina's Senate passed a law, I haven't done an Argentina article in a long time, Argentina's Senate passed a law on Thursday that curbs mining on and around the nation's glaciers to protect water supplies, a measure praised by environmentalists but criticized by industry supporters. Analysts and an Argentine mining chamber have warned that the law could hinder construction of the massive Pascua Lama mine, which is being built high in the Andes by the world's biggest gold miner, Barrick Gold Corp. And that's ABX.TO on the stalker tickers there. Senators, again, we're talking not about the United States, we're talking about Argentina. Senators approved the law, 35 to 33, so you can see it's a very narrow approval, agreeing to include changes made in the lower house that pro-mining provinces had opposed. Some analysts say provincial government could seek to overturn the law in the Supreme Court. This vote, here's a quote, this vote cut across all party lines, and I think we've passed the best proposal, close quote, ruling party lawmaker Miguel Pichetto told the local radio, adding that he expected President Cristina Fernandez to sign the bill into law. Fernandez has indicated she'll sign the law this time around after vetoing a similar measure 2 years ago on the grounds that it would hamper growth of provincial economies. So what we're talking about here is the ability to extract gold and other precious metals out of the earth. It's big stuff. It's real wealth. And it can be quite controversial. Of course, Barrick is one of the biggest mining companies on the planet. But this new law also bans oil drilling on the country's glaciers. One would think so. And the surrounding areas. Well, it's the surrounding areas that we need to be paying attention to. Aims to safeguard water reserves. That's intelligent. That's intelligent. You get up around up near the top of the watersheds, near the glaciers, you don't want to be pooping in your mess kit there, folks. You mess up that water and you mess up the whole watershed. But anyway, the new law, which also bans oil drilling on the country's glaciers and the surrounding areas, aims to safeguard water reserves. It sets standards for protecting the glaciers and so-called paraglacial areas and penalize companies that pollute or damage ice fields. Here's a quote, water is a human right, gold is not. Okay, water is a human right, gold is not. How is water a human right? And how is, and gold is not, all right? They're both, mineral substances. I think that stated by a man named Senator Daniel Filmus, one of the bill's backers. He says, if any of these mining projects includes work on glaciers or surrounding areas, it will be banned outright. All right, but water is a human right, gold is not, he says. That's rather an interesting statement, no doubt about that. And there's going to be a lot more. But Barrick responds to this, and they say, we do not mine on glaciers. And in fact, Barrick has already implemented a comprehensive range of measures to protect them, as well as other sensitive environmental areas around both the Veladero mine and the Pascua Lama project. Company spokesman Rodrigo Jimenez said in a statement, we'll continue our work with normal activities and comply with the applicable legal framework. Gold mining companies were trading lower in Toronto, but Barrick might have taken an extra hit due to the passing of this glacier law. So there is that article. But again, water is an exceedingly precious resource. There's no question about it. It is a resource. And from the standpoint of glaciers and other things like that, one would certainly think that they would be very careful to get up into their initial watersheds and play around. Gold mining is not always a clean endeavor, and anywho. So let's see what we've got jumping around here. And jumping back here, let me see if we're still having trouble getting out. Bear with me if you would, folks, the audio doing. There's that break. We'll be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936.
Radio F. With your host, Jimmy F.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
All right, well, we are still having experiencing technical difficulty, so that's it for the news. We'll just I'll just let you know that if you want to get the news today, you can find it all up on Bloomberg. That's what I've done for the last 3 hours, but apparently we're not going to be able to put it out the way I'd hope to do so. So we're going to go into a little bit more. I've been sharing with you an article out of the Encyclopedia Americana in regards to the Progressive Party. And this is a very old article as far as the content is concerned and the references to the content are concerned. There's nothing in the bibliography here at the end of the article any newer than 1914. And, of course, this is a set of encyclopedias I picked up at a flea market for just a dollar a volume. I think it cost me $20 or a little less than that. Actually, it was $20 for the entire set of encyclopedias, plus Deborah Bouchot's book on legal research that itself today is retailing in the neighborhood of $90. But anyway, this was originally copyright 1927, and this article is very likely a 1927 publication article, but the edition that I have is copyright 1951. So there's interesting things that you can find in these old encyclopedias that, you know, likely is not. You can't even get on the Internet. I don't imagine that you could Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or Webfare it up the Encyclopedia Americana and pick up the 1951 edition and turn to, you know, scroll up to Progressives and read this article. So this kind of material just gets published in an encyclopedia and then gets lost, but it's very potent. I give you all of the planks of the platform of the Progressive Party, all right? And the Progressive Party, the article continues this way. The campaign that followed will not soon be forgotten by the generation that witnessed it. So at the time of this writing, this was profound, all right? That they say that this would not be forgotten anytime soon. This particular campaign where Teddy Roosevelt is running for office. Continuing here, it says, great numbers of Republicans allied themselves with the new party, and at the election, Roosevelt, the progressive, received 4,126,020 votes as compared with the 3,483,922 votes cast for Taft, the candidate of the Standard Patters, P-A-T-T-E-R-S, all right? And so we might look at this as the Tea Party repeating history almost to the year inside the Republican Party at a time when people are generally dissatisfied with the party system. Not dissatisfied enough to do as I advise and abolish the system, but simply dissatisfied enough to try and wear two right shoes and a left shoe, as if they could do that. But anyway, continuing now, the candidate of the Standard Petters, California, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, and Washington were carried by the progressives. California, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, and Washington were carried by the progressives in the midterms. Which states will be carried by the Tea Party? Question to you. Continuing, it says, with totaling 88 votes in the Electoral College, while only Utah and Vermont, with 8 electoral votes, remained in the Republican column. The elections of 1914, you see how close we are to the time period here, just simply 100 years in advance, the elections of 1914 showed a drift of the progressives back to the old party. Isn't that the song and dance that we're hearing from Dick Armey and Stephen Forbes and Sarah Palin and the rest of the Tea Party hopefuls, going back to the old party, the old radical red Republican Party, we might add? The elections of 1914 showed a drift of the progressives back to the old party, with the exception of California, where a heavy progressive majority was rolled up. By 1915, many progressives felt that their party had served its purpose by defeating the reactionary elements of the old party, and the breach was almost healed during the presidential campaign of 1916. So we're looking forward to 2012 here. I mean, we're just right on top of 100 years in this cycle, in which Mr. Roosevelt, the leading progressive, supported Mr. Hughes. The perfect harmony did not prevail, however, was shown when the electoral vote of California was thrown to Wilson because of differences between Hughes and Johnson supporters in that state. And, of course, when Woodrow Wilson came in, thus also came in Colonel Edward Mandel House. Things started to get real dicey for this country. In a hurry. The congressional elections of 1918, however, showed that the breach had been closed and the Republican Party again presented a unified front to its doughty enemies, the Democrats. And then it says, see the Republican Party, so on and so forth. Lots of interesting information here in the bibliography as well for those that would want to do that kind of research. Now, let's see what we've got here. Buzz, 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 buzz. Must be rerouting the internet kill switch this morning. And here I thought Will was speaking into his coffee cup. And how about we round up all the billionaires and make them take an oath of allegiance to America. Let's go to the telephones and see if we get anything from Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Yes, we do. I look in other directions for indicators of what's going on. There is a lady I know that buys and sells a lot of furniture, and she's going to a lot of very, very large homes in and around Phoenix area, Fountain Hills, and her house is so full of leather couches that she's been able to pick up cheap. She found a $10,000 sectional sofa for like a grand. She didn't have anywhere to put it. She didn't want to put it outside. The people called her back and was begging her to give them $500 for this, and they're in a $2 million home in Fountain Hills. So it's hitting all areas of the spectrum out here now. It's just, and it's going to hit the rest of the country very, very soon. I just feel like by this Christmas, I think Toys R Us is going to wish they didn't double their store clerks before it's over with.
Well, I think you'll probably, we may very well hear an article just about December the 15th that a lot of those will be laid off or they won't be hired, or we'll find another, you know, sometimes, Brian, announcements like that will come out, you know, FedEx is building up and Toys R Us are building up, but it's just like the senseless workers and the cash for clunkers. After the thing, the process, the program has gone by, we find that the numbers were far less supportive of what the early propaganda put out, the public notice.
Well, and if you think about it, when they put out a gleaming article like that, it gets guys like you to talk about it and plants Toys R Us in everybody's mind and makes them think, oh, they got cheaper toys, we ought to go buy some.
Exactly. Brian, one of the One of the things that I have mentioned in the past, and I'm glad you're bringing it up, is one of the reasons why I do go to Bloomberg all the time, Brian, is because they have a tendency to promo stock offerings and stock shares inside of news articles. And so you're exactly right. They bring this to your attention. They're doing everything they can do to shore up a drastically failing market system. And even cheap shot articles like that one about Toys R Us will be used to try and keep interest in those stocks.
Yes, well, the other thing, and I talked to everybody. I 2 years ago, I was down getting an oil change, and this guy
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. We're going into the break. We'll be right back. Stay right there, Brian. I'll bring you up on the other
Looking
side.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeform.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again in our choppy, cut-up audio broadcast today. Folks, your calls are certainly welcome, 866-841-1065. If you'd like to just jump in and chat, it'd be fine with me today. Area code 512-904-8014 if you live in the Austin, Texas area, or if you happen to have unlimited long distance. Let's go back to Brian in Arizona telling us all about the sad story, folks. I mean, you know, when you come down to it, you know, and you're short of money, that leather couch and that flat-screen TV, they're going to look like hamburgers to you, you know, and so if you can convert them into hamburgers, you'll be better off. But back to you, Brian.
Oh, yeah. Well, in fact, I was at Public Storage paying a bill, and they had a guy who'd been in a 10x30 for years, and they said the last 2 years he would pay the day before it got lost, and then it would go under again, and finally it went under, and one of the flat screens was a 50-inch worth, at least a grand. They said somebody paid $1,700 for it. And now Public Storage, being the wise folks they are, they hit you with a late fee on the 6th so that if you can't make it by the payment on the 1st, you can't get it by your next paycheck. They're all about late fees there. They're nobody's friend. Except now, if it's over $1,000 at the sale, the guy that has the locker gets another month to come in and pay it off. So before he loses everything, he gets another month's reprieve. He has to pay that other month. But this guy lost everything he owned. But I was a tow truck driver the other day. He said, I used to do 10 to 12 calls. I said, yeah. I said, Hell for Less company with the big trailer, I met a guy making $10,000 a month as an independent guy. He rented the trailer and pulled it around with a dually and was, you know, making 10 to 12 grand a month in the good times. He goes, yeah, I used to do 10 to 12 calls a day. He says, it's 2 o'clock and I've done two. I said, what do you think it is? He says, I think these people are behind on their car payments. The transit breaks down, something happens, it takes the crap on the side of the road, and they just leave the car behind. Why? Because they can't. They don't have the $2,000 for a transmission. They're behind on payments, and they just leave the car on the side of the road, and it gets impounded.
Yeah.
Because there aren't as many tow jobs anymore.
Yeah, it's going to go across the whole system. There's no doubt about it. I had a call, a lengthy call, from a individual in Washington State yesterday, and concerned in a thousand different ways. Had gotten discharged from their job, which wasn't paying tremendously well. It wasn't paying too poorly. Not able to stay in the house that they were in, moved into a communal living situation in a 10 by 10 bedroom, you know, the couple plus all of their belongings shoved into this 10 by 10 room, still not able to find any kind of work. This is in Seattle, Washington, folks, and they don't know, you know, what to do, trying to call me and, you know, find out what I suggested, and I basically gave them the suggestion to get out of the metropolitan area, you know, just get out of there. Go find a rural area someplace where you can, for $150, $200, you can get yourself either like a trailer on a piece of ground that, and rent it, or a small house in a country town. And even if you have to, you know, change tires at the local filling station for a few bucks an hour, because your cost differential, Brian, is so much different than what you're experiencing there, you can make do for a lot less money.
Well, isn't it interesting that we have to come down to that level because what we've allowed our government to do to us. And it's like I heard a guy the other day, he said, we're moving out, we're buying a $20,000 house in Indiana and taking normal jobs there. But, you know, why do we need to cower down to that level? We need to rise up is what needs to happen. And this stuff needs to end. And I wish there were more angry callers calling in. I heard a really angry guy yesterday on Alex Jones, and I love to hear these angry callers because they whip stuff up into a fury and they wake people up, and people realize that they're not the only one that's honked off out there because, you know, what this usurper has done and the usurper before him and every usurper back to Kennedy and the usurpers before Kennedy. Kennedy was one of the few good presidents we had. He understood the criminals at the Federal Reserve, and he slapped him in the face, and they blew his head off.
Well, yeah, you don't go up against MI5, MI6, the CIA, the Federal Reserve, and the Rothschild banking industry and live to tell about it, you know. So, yeah, he had a real problem with that. But in many ways, you know, Brian, this is you're right. I read a lengthy article yesterday. Mind, there were so many of them in the browser, but it was all about you know, this new kind of condemnation of militias. It was an article out of some source. I don't recall. I could probably find it during the next break. It's in my email basket. But it was a very telling article, and it painted a dreadful picture of people that are, you know, militia-minded. But we've got people all over this country who have for years and years been preparing for this day because the writing's been on the wall. You know, it's an unfortunate scenario that folks have not taken heed to the things that they've heard on independent media for the last 10 years, Brian. This shouldn't be a surprise.
Well, you know why? I'll tell you why. They set it up. There was like 10, 12, 13 years of prosperity. Everybody was drinking Heineken and Guinness Stout on a double-decker bus and Piccadilly Circus, and they were all driving new cars and Range Rover supercharged. They all had new, whatever. I mean, they had it. They had everything, and they were blinded by the good times. It's like a woman in love is being beaten. She's in love, and she doesn't get it. We were blinded by the good times.
Well, there's another thing, Brian, that's out there that doesn't get very much attention. I remember about almost 2 years ago where I called in on a broadcast where Robert Chapman was on, and he was talking about this systemic financial collapse impending, and even Dr. Stan was calling it the financial tsunami. But I queried Chapman, and I asked him, do you think that it may be possible that there will be pockets of limited prosperity here, there, and everywhere around the United States and around the world? And he says, oh, no, this thing's going to, you know, go, you know, system-wide. Well, I still doubt that. There are places where there are very high concentrations of government employees like in Reston, Virginia, for instance, and in places around the Microsoft campus, Redmond, Washington, places where Boeing is ensconced, in Chicago and in Seattle and other places, Everett, Washington. There are places where there are high concentrations of dollars that are generated through the Federal Reserve fraudulent banking system, and I think that those areas will continue to have some semblance of prosperity because they're not dependent on production. They just get their money off the tax, you know, teat. And so a lot of people out there that are feeling frustrated and are getting really hurt and savaged by this economy, there aren't enough of them. There's not an interconnection between them strong enough. So it's like, what do? They're standing out there, they've got their pockets turned inside out, but they don't see any connection with others that are in the same plight. They're not savvy to the use of the internet. They don't ever look at the alternative news. When they do, they get, you know, Time magazine articles that talk about the rise of the militias, and they don't want to get branded as a militiaman, you know. But if more people called in and expressed their angst and frustration, that would be kind of a good thing. But at the same time, even that's a steam valve. You know what I'm saying? You can call in on a radio broadcast and blow your top. But at the end of the day, what have you done? So my process all along, Brian, has been to, as I say, become Vocal Local, working at the local level and actually changing it. Just like what you said in the first part of the discussion, why the hell aren't we doing something about this? Why are we just allowing it, you know, to kill us?
Yeah. Well, here's I tell you, it's something that made me realize where we are or about where we are. If you go to Rents.com and you look at the photograph that he's got on there, it's Art by Deez, and it may be into the archives by now. It's been a few days. There's a picture with, it looks like, all the old ones and the people that signed the Declaration of Independence in the background, kind of like in black and white garb, like shadowed. And then in the front, there's a kid sitting, maybe in his mid-20s, early 30s, sitting on a park bench, holding his head on either side in angst. And to the left of him is Obama with his foot on the Constitution.
Wow.
And it's really a very telling picture of where we are. It's on Rents.com, and it ought to be the banner up on our Oracle. I'm sure they won't mind. And I told Phil Berg to use it as a banner for his march on Washington. By the way, I think on the 23rd or 25th, Phil Berg is of ObamaCrimes.com is having a march on Washington for the birth certificate issue.
Well, let me just throw in on this, on these various marches on Washington. You know, so many of them come down, you know, even the Glenn Beck 912 rallies and things like that. They oftentimes occur on a weekend when there's nobody around. None of the congressional people are there. And I'll pick this up on the other side right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Put me on mute if you can.
Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get your...
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge.
And we have returned once again, just kind of trying to deal with this. Okay, looks like Brian has dropped off. All right, so with that, then we've got a couple of different ways of going with the broadcast. I can certainly do news. I've got a complete browser full of it. We could also go into the Book of Enoch. We could also do other material on the militias. I'm kind of hesitant to go into the Book of Enoch discussion because it's a lengthy one, unless we can get it on a clear archive. I've got another article in regards to the militias that was sent by one of our chatters and listeners that we might try for the next 10 or 15 minutes here and see whether or not we can actually get something cleared up at the top of the hour. Maybe the system would allow us to proceed on that. But it's amazing to me how oftentimes in the media the portrayal of citizens' militias is really just kind of subverted, drug into the mud, and made to be, you know, a reprehensible thing. And I don't think it's at all a fair way of looking at it. This is a piece. It's basically a Time magazine propaganda piece. Everybody in our chat room knows Snake Man Jeff. I generally don't give out any information about emails. But on this particular case, it was just a straight up email link to an article, and so I don't think it would be an embarrassment to anybody to mention it on air. But it's an article that you can find at news.yahoo.com /s/time, and at that point you might be able to find it. I'll try and drop the link into the chat room. But the title of the article, again, this is a Time article, Time magazine article. The title of the article is The Secret World of Extreme Militias. All right? The Secret World of Extreme Militias by Barton Gellman. And it's on a Friday, the October the 1st, 4:45 a.m. Eastern time here. But it reads this way: camouflaged and silent, the assault team inched toward a walled stone compound for more than 5 hours, belly crawling the last 100 yards. The target was an old state prison in eastern Ohio, and every hand-picked member of Red Team 2 knew what was at stake. The year is 2014, and a new breed of neo-Islamic terrorism is rampant in Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. The current White House administration is pro-Muslim and has ordered a stand down against Islamic groups. The mission? Destroy the terrorist command post or die trying. The fighters must go in sterile, without name tags or other identifying insignia, as a deniable covert force. Anyone who is caught or captured cannot expect extraction, the briefing officer said. Right? That paints the picture. It's also the first paragraph in this article. Look at all of the things that it's talking about in here. They bring up the Muslim issue, Islam, you know, neo-Islamic terrorism, you know, anything and everything that can do to drag that pony out into the public's attention, they'll do it. You know, the fifth words here, well, the very first word, camouflaged, right? Lots of people are hunters in this part of the country, deer hunters, especially at this time of the year. Everybody's got their bow and arrow out and they're practicing with their rifle and so on and so forth, sighting in new scopes and whatnot. Lots of people around this part of the country in southwest Missouri go to town. Maybe they'll go to get a haircut. Maybe they'll go into the grocery, and they're wearing camos, you know. Lots of people around here wear camouflage clothing. Lots of farmers, lots of ranchers, lots of woodsmen, Ozarkers, you know, hill and hollow folk. A lot of people do. It's kind of like, you know, well, what else are you going to do with your camouflage, you know? You've got 12 months in the year, and you've only got a few weeks of hunting season, so you just drag out that comfortable camo jacket and wear it. But anyway, they also mention here in this first sentence the current White House administration being pro-Muslim. Very important information. The propagandists just never stop. All right, they talk about this idea that the fighters are going to go in, and anyone caught or captured can't expect extraction. You know, the same sort of stuff. All right, and this is a totally imaginative or imaginary scenario. It's put together by one of these groups, and they're just doing a training scenario, and it has just no bearing whatsoever in, let's say, not fact, because it is a scenario, but it has no bearing in anything that's happening really. All right, so anyway, let's continue. He says, at nightfall, the Raiders launched their attack. Short, sharp bursts from their M16s cut down the perimeter guards. Once past the rear guards, the Raiders fanned out and emptied clip after clip in a barrage of diversionary fire. As defenders rushed to repel the small team, the main assault force struck from the opposite flank. Red Team 1 burst through a chain-link fence. Thick grenade smoke bloomed over the command post. The defenders were routed and headquarters ablaze. And then they have a video here, apparently. Watch Times video, Homeland Security Trade Show. The Homeland Security Trade Show. This is the, you know, militarizing our police and first responders, going to these Homeland Security trade shows, apparently, buying all of the latest gear for your local multi-jurisdictional task force from all of these folks that profit off of this kind of pandering. Anyway, so what they're developing here is this, again, a scenario in a militia mock combat. They're continuing, this August weekend of grueling mock combat, which left some of the men prostrate and bloody booted. I don't know what they were bloody booted. Maybe they hurt their nose or something. Capped a year-long training regiment of the Ohio Defense Force, a private militia that claims 300 active members statewide. Now we're going to start getting into the naming of names, all right, and vilifying of people. We're going to drag everybody that's involved in citizen militia groups into the mud as we go through this article, and we're going to make the public very, very afraid. Very afraid, okay? This August weekend of grueling mock combat, blah, 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 the fighters shot blanks, the better to learn to maneuver in squads, but they buy live ammunition in bulk. So do I, by the way. Thousands of rounds at a time. Stick it in your ear. They're training, no game, they stress. Expends thousands of rounds a year from a bring-your-own-armory of deer rifles, assault weapons. Someone please define an assault weapon for me. And when the owner turns up, they bring a belt-fed M60 machine gun. Ever seen any of those machine gun shoots on the web? Very interesting. I'm really interested in that little, what do they call that thing, a minigun? Very interesting. The militia trains for ambushes, sniper missions, close quarter battles, and other infantry staples. Infantry staples. What distinguishes groups like this one from a shooting club or a reenactment society? So now they're saying it's okay to belong to a shooting club if you're, as long as you're Dick Cheney and you want to shoot your lawyer in the face with a shotgun. That's okay. All right, you can go out and kill any number of pigeons or doves. That's fine. Just remember to shoot your attorney in the face. Okay, or any reenactment society. These are all of the, you know, you get the veterans of foreign wars, or you get the black powder rifle groups out and stuff like that. Reenactments. Those are okay. But if you're actually in training, or, you know, doing what militias were intended to do, the right to keep and bear arms has nothing to do with, you know, every Jew a 22 and every Irishman a 44 Magnum. No, not at all. The idea of the right to keep and bear arms is that whatever the prince can field against the people, we the people have every right to field against that tyrannical prince. And that goes all the way up to a howitzer cannon if necessary, whatever. But the whole idea of practicing your battles, you go back and look at early England. And you'll find that the nobles, you go all the way back into the feudal time period, the lords of the manors, they would rise their people up early, and everyone was to bring their weapon of choice. Some people were pikesmen, others, you know, had other weapons. But what was required of them all was that they had to have this 2-inch wide belt. You've seen it in all the pictures and paintings of the Civil War and the War of Northern Aggression. It's that 2-inch wide belt with the belt goes over your shoulder. That was your accoutrement belt, and everyone was required to at least have one of them. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com. Spelled S.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At Oracle Broadcasting.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, October the 1st, 2010, Dreadful Audio Friday. Our two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, choppy as it is. We come to you live Monday through Friday doing the best we can from my end on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, we just kind of are dealing with sound issues. The gold is up today. It's doing very well. Silver is up today. Platinum is up today. Palladium is up today. All around the board, really good returns on your investment in, the precious metals. The stocks all closed down yesterday, and that's just the way it goes. Big news in the foreign exchange rates. The euro this morning bumped up 79 basis points in exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.38. That's the highest euro price in a long time that I've seen. The British pound is up 90 basis points at $1.59. All right, the U.S. dollar index off another 47 basis points in early trading at 78.31. Will it go down to 71.18 as Robert Chapman thinks it might? It could. If it does, Katie, bar the door. Hang on to your hats. You know, get out of your dollar-denominated assets. Reevaluate your checking account. Reevaluate your saving account. How much money do you have in a bank? Do you need that much money in your bank? You got $50,000 in the bank. Be really careful. Be really careful. That money is losing value rapidly. Purchasing power going bye-bye. Secure your assets. Protect your and preserve your wealth. We've got a gold broker on this network that supports us, Jack Blood's friend, right? Well, if he's checked them out, maybe he's checked them out. There's others, too. If you don't know anything about it and you want to find out a little bit more about it, you can shoot me an email. I don't sell anything on this broadcast. This is non-commercial free speech, but I'll share my information with anybody that asks, okay? So that's just the way it goes. We talk about solutions here on this broadcast a lot. I know I have solutions to a whole gob and a bunch of problems we never even talk about. If there's something out there that you're trying to work your way through, construction challenge, something, you know, technical or something like that, you know, shoot it by me. We'll see what we can do. I very rarely disappoint. I think most of the people that receive replies from me in the email department are pretty satisfied that I've at least made an attempt to give them an honest answer. But anyway, going back to this article, this is off the Time magazine. It's Yahoo News, news.yahoo.com, in regards to a Time magazine article in regards to the militias. All right? And it goes this way. What distinguishes a group like this one, again, from a shooting club or a reenactment society is the prospect of actual bloodshed. Which many Ohio Defense Force members see as real. Their unit depicts a man. Now I've got, finally, I've got this slow-mo computer running with me today. Now it's finally decided to come and get in the way. Hold on a second here while I wait for my computer to catch up with me. And I got to move this. Now we've got that. Let's move this over here. Come on, over here. Hurry up. It just takes a moment. I've got so many different cyber attacks have happened to this little laptop that I use for the news that it operates at snail speed all the time. Now, okay, so we got that open. And we're going to stop this now. Okay. So let's see what we've got. Well, it's doing all kinds of crazy things. I'll stop that. Have to bear with me, folks. So anyway, just in regards to the militia article, it's being cantankerous. Let's see if we can get it to come back and do what it needs to do. I wasn't going to go to this article at all. And let's see if we can get this thing to stop. Got some kind of a new thing going on with the Adobe, by the way. I don't know if you've been having problems with it, too. I got a warning email not to download the latest Adobe Flash players, and it's causing me trouble. Hopefully we can get it all resolved during the break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Much more to come.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your...
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we'll just kind of slump along here. This is our Friday, October the 21st. Lousy audio today, 2010. That's a live broadcast, folks. I come to you live Monday through Friday. It's like, as reliable as a Swiss watch and as on time as a German train or whatever. But rarely miss a broadcast here. Never do, actually. But anyway, continuing. Hopefully that'll continue, too, by the way. Well, that's when you live a careful life and you eat well, you know. Anyway. I don't do any rock climbing anymore. Let's go back into this disgusting article here off of Time. Finally was able to get it all to come around. You know, for many of you that are on the Internet, you know all about these. You click on an article, and all of a sudden it's got 35,000 things going, and it bogs your computer down. Well, that's what's going on Yahoo. But I put that up there for you in the chat room if you want to look at it. What distinguished groups like this one from a shooting club or reenactment society, again, is the prospect of actual bloodshed. Wow. The symbol, and their unit seal depicts a man with a musket and a tricorn hat, okay, over the motto, Today's Minutemen. Today's Minutemen. Well, you know, all that does is it just drags the Minutemen into the dirt. We're not going back to three-cornered hats. We're not going back to the mourner's benches. We're not going to go back to the, you know, 50 caliber, you know, black powder rifle. We have an errant system of government. Our declaration tells us that it's not only our right, but it's also our duty to throw off such a government. It's something that we have every, you know, reasonable anticipation and expectation to do. But this is the way they say it. Again, their unit seal depicts a question, depicts a man with a musket and a tricorn hat over the motto, "Today's Minutemen." The symbol, the author writes here, invites a question. Who are today's redcoats? On that point, the group takes no official position, but many of those interviewed over 2 days of recent training in and around the abandoned Roseville State Prison near Zanesville voiced grim suspicions about Barry the Usurper, well, they say President Obama, but I don't, and the federal government in general. All right, and then they have a sidebar, see Obama's troubled first year. Yeah, I'd say so. Quote, "I don't know who the redcoats are," says Brian Vandersall, who's 37 years of age, who designed the exercise and tried to tamp down talk of politics among the men. Quote, "It could be UN troops. It could be federal troops. It could be Blackwater, which was used in Katrina. It could be Mexican troops who are crossing the border," close quote. All right? And a prudent man, you know, would be ready and anticipating any of those scenarios. And that's apparently what this group is doing. But they're being painted in a poor light. Or it could be, as it was for this year's exercise, an Islamic army marauding unchecked because a hypothetical pro-Muslim president has ordered U.S. forces to leave them alone. Wow. Do they bring their camels with them? An Islamic army marauding unchecked. Wow. Maybe they would be a little bit more intelligent if they were be looking at the Chinese, the Chi-Com, flooding in out of the Walmart stores, coming out of cargo boxes that were brought in on an 18-wheeler or something. Be a little bit more concerned about the Chinese than I am worried about the Muslims, or as Mike Collins Piper says, the Muslims. But as the drill played out, the designated opponents bore little resemblance to terrorists. The scenario described them as a platoon-sized unit in uniform with, quote, military-grade hardware, communications, encryption capability, and vehicle support. The militia was training for combat against a spitting image of a tactical force from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the FBI, or the National Guard. Whoever they are, Vandersall says, we have to be ready. And I'll say amen to that. Amenhotep. As militias go, the Ohio Defense Force is on the moderate side. Scores of armed anti-government groups, some of them far more radical, have formed or been revived during the Obama years. The Obama years. How about the Obama months? According to law enforcement agencies and outside watchdogs, that would be like the ADL, Southern Poverty Defense League, Morris Sleaze, come on, honey, let's do my friend. A six-month time, excuse me, Time is a magazine here. A six-month Capitol Time investigation reveals that recruiting, planning, training, and explicit calls for a shooting war are on the rise. Of course, if you look at your local towns, your small towns, you go and look at your volunteer fire departments, these guys are inviting in all kinds of outside speakers, change agents, you know. Your local county council, when they go and have their county council meetings, their county commissioners meetings, they start off with a drill. By whom? Than FEMA. FEMA gives the opening talks. FEMA gives the closing talks. You know, so yeah, you got two. You know, you're gonna have if you got two brain cells firing. If the existing governments are plotting, planning, and scheming with FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security and everybody else against we the people and consider us to be the enemy, I guess it's only prudent to have drills anticipating an oncoming assault from somebody like the, you know, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or the National Guard. As militias go, the Ohio Defense Force is on the moderate side. Scores of armed anti-government groups. Goes back a ways. It goes back to what? Ronnie Reagan's? He was one of the first to use it. They used to use that phrase in the Soviet Union. Armed anti-government groups. Some of them far more radical. Here we are at the home of philosophical radicalism. Where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America, have formed or have been revived during the Obama years, according to law enforcement agencies and outside watchdogs. Again, continue. Readier for bloodshed than at any time since at least the confrontations in the 1990s. Now they're going to list them all out, all right? These are like all your poster children. Ruby Ridge, you know, shot Vicki Weaver right in the face while she's holding the baby in her arms. Killed the dog, killed the young boy, too. Idaho, Ruby Ridge, Idaho, Waco, Texas, live burning sacrifice, you know, Janet Reno, the Clintons. The radical right has raised the threat level against the president and other governmental targets. With violence already up on a modest scale, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and state agencies point to two main dangers of a mass casualty attack. That a group of armed radicals, they used to call Republicans radicals back in the time of the Progressive Party here, they were known as insurgents, that radical Republican Progressive Party, that wing, they were known as the radicals, they were known as insurgents, and belligerents, by the way. You look at the existing two-party political system, and you know that the primary purpose, the ultimate goal of political parties, is to gain proximity to or complete control of governmental power. Doesn't that sound like a revolution, a coup d'etat, every 2 and 4 years, and we just turn our back on it, as if that would be just A-OKO? So we'll go back to the secret world of extreme militias from the Time magazine right after these words.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out...
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path.
We all have our little Oracle hats on with our propeller beanies, and I've got mine spinning as quickly as I can, trying to stay in the air and on the air. Anyway, we'll just continue along with this rather detestable article here off the Time magazine. I hate to throw the study of Enoch open on such a day as this when we won't have a decent archive for all those to come back later in the day and listen to it. So, again, this article is up off the news.yahoo.com. You might just type it in, Patriots or something like that, and you'll probably get the article right up. Twisted Patriots, now let's go on. Let's get into the rest of it. Very interesting stuff going being laid out here. Even the most outspoken militia commanders worry about the latter scenario. Kevin Terrell, a self-described colonel who founded a group of quote-unquote freedom fighters in Kentucky and predicts war with the, quote, the jackbooted thugs, close quote, of Washington within a year. There's your timeline, folks. That's what they're predicting anyway. Within a year, he says he has to fend off hotheads who call him a keyboard commando. Some are ejected from his group, he says. Others are willing to wait a little longer. Quote, you have to have the right fuel-air mixture. The piston has to be in the right position. The spark has to be perfectly timed, he says. The day will come sooner than later. Apparently, there are some of the militia groups out there that are actually, you know, priming up and getting ready. Twisted Patriots, the article continues. Remember, we're looking at a... This is not only is this the information piece in the Time magazine, but this is also basically a... well, it's propaganda. It is to get you to start doubting or questioning this effort of a citizens' militia. It's to paint in a poor light, as all of you know, our good listeners on Oracle understand. It's to paint in a good... or in a poor light all of the people that are willing to stand up and actually do something about this illegitimate horde in Washington, D.C., and in your state houses as well, and maybe even the United Nations building, which ought rightly be tipped right into the river there and turned back into a slaughterhouse, as it was before. Twisted Patriots, within a complex web of ideologies, most of today's armed radicals, armed radicals are linked by self-described patriot beliefs. Self-described, right out of the Founding Fathers' writings, most of them, which emphasize resistance to tyranny by force of arms and reject the idea. That would be right out of that particular, is right out of the Declaration of Independence, all right? Self-described patriot beliefs. Resistance to tyranny by force of arms and reject the idea that elections can fix what ails the country. Yes, everyone has lost faith in the electoral system, there's no doubt about it. But whether you have faith in it or not, whether you believe in it or not, I can guarantee you in 30 days from now, the elections will happen and we'll continue this charade without your participation, most likely. So, anyway, among the most common convictions is that the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, is the Constitution's cornerstone because only a well-armed populace can enforce its rights. The Constitution doesn't give you any rights. All of your rights flow from the creator of the universe, all right? All men being created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. It's the laws of nature, and nature's God. They don't come from the Constitution. The Constitution is a document designed to enforce that, keep it preserved and protected. Any form of gun regulation, therefore, is a sure sign of an intent to crush other freedoms. Well, there's so much historical truth to support that, that it was almost damning for him to put it in the article. The federal government is often said in militia circles to have made wholesale seizures of power, at times by subterfuge. Well, yeah. It's often said in militia circles. It's also said in academia. It's also been said by foreign powers. It's also been said by anybody that looks at the United States with anything other than rose-colored glasses. All right? Sorry to, you know, burst your little bubble there. A leading grievance holds that the 16th Amendment, which authorizes the federal income tax, was ratified through fraud. That's true. I guess it is a grievance. Here's another one. In a reversal of casting, the armed anti-government movement describes itself as the heir to the founders. Well, some are and some aren't. It is a trust, that's for sure. Either a beneficiary or a trustee. Some people are direct heirs to that and some are not. Our family, my family, has been in this country longer than this country has existed under that Constitution. If it was we the people then, it certainly includes me. As they see it, the union that the founders created is now a foreign tyrant. Well, that's not exactly true. The union that the founders created is now on hiatus. It's been put on the back burner. It's on ice. The corporation that the tyrants created is reigning supreme. Quote, it's like walking up behind enemy lines, says Terrell. He says he smelled the setup when the FBI arrested 9 members of the Michigan Hutteri militia in March and charged them with plotting to kill police. The trial is set to begin in February. Terrell and other leaders put their forces on alert, anticipating a roundup. Quote, there was a lot of citizens out there in the bushes, locked and loaded, he said. It's only due to miracles. I do not understand that civil war did not break out right there. right? So perhaps he was one of the ones that were out there in the bushes, all right? So, anyway, let's continue. It says, some groups, though many are not many, are overtly embrace the white supremacist legacy of the Posse Comitatus. Well, of course, you know, Posse Comitatus is a prohibition against putting troops in the streets of America. If there was a white supremacist group that used the title Posse Comitatus, it was really a misnomer. Poorly construed title for their group, Posse Comitatus. Might as well just been the local sheriff's posse, spelled differently, which invented the modern militia movement in the 1970s. Oh, really? Well, maybe the modern militia movement. Some are fueled by a violent stream of millennial Christianity. Yeah, that's right. That is the truth. A lot of people are looking for Jesus to come any moment now. They figure that we're in the end times. And if they can't help God get to the end times, then, you know, all hell's going to go into a basket. But that's just the way that goes. Anyway, just kind of jumping around here, got a lot of things going on. All right, so continuing. A small but growing number of these extremist groups, according to the FBI, the ATF, and the state investigators, are subjects of criminal investigations. God Almighty, is there any person on this in this country that's not a subject of a criminal investigation? They got more snoop and poop and wiretapping going on than any time in, you know, human history. Everybody's involved in the subject of a criminal investigation, including Rahm Emanuel and Rob Blagojevich and Barry the Usurper and all of the rest of crooks and creeps and criminals and batards and whores in Washington, D.C. They're all under investigation for crime. How about Lloyd Blankfein? How about Jamie Dimon? Right? They include militias and other promoters of armed confrontation with government. Among them, excuse me, common law jurors. All right, so now we're talking about the group in Alaska, who try to make their own arrests and convene their own trials and sovereign citizens. We're just damning them all. You know, you want to talk about common law jurors? Well, somebody that gets the Time magazine may have read this article, and you want to talk about a common law juror to them, and they'll freak out, run away from you, because they read this article. They understand. They're informed. I'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, This documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again on our Friday, October the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Hopefully our sound quality has now been restored and that we are going out to you on air. Sharing with you an article sent to us by one of our listeners, Snake Man Jeff, from the chat room, in regards to this militia movement that's being featured in this news.yahoo.com Time article. And just kind of working my way through it as a kind of a fill-in topic for today's broadcast. A small but growing number, again, of these extremist groups, according to the FBI, the ATF, and state investigators, are subjects of active criminal investigations. And you can be certain of that. Group distinctions are seldom clear because of overlapping memberships and alliances. The Ohio exercise, for example, included a delegation from the 17th Special Operations Group led by a Colonel Dick Wolf, a former Army drill sergeant who previously took a unit to join Arizona militia leader Chris Simcox in armed patrols along the Mexican border. Wolf travels around the country to train other groups in such skills as knife fighting and convoy operations. He does not ask about their philosophies. That's their business, he says. So he's just a teacher. Okay, so it looks like everything should be about restored. Let's just jump down into the chat, open that as well. If nothing else, we'll have the 5x5 and all the way live. Very good. Strength 5, yeehaw. Great. Looks like everything's going good in the chat room. We'll have a clear air for the next 30 minutes. Your calls are certainly welcome, folks, at 866-841-1065. You want to talk militias? You want to talk rifles? You want to talk handguns? Combat shooting? It's an open topic Friday. Waiting for you. All right. So anyway, let's see if I can get in here, click to that, make sure that we're paying attention there. And we're back going again. The Obama factor, they say. None of these movements are entirely new, but most of them were in sharp decline by the late 90s. Their resurgence now is widely seen among government and academic experts as a reaction to the tectonic shift in American politics that allowed a black man with a foreign-sounding name and a Muslim-born father to reach the White House. And there's truth in every word in that sentence, all right? And that is a real thorn in the side for a lot of people. I think it's a travesty that of all the Negroes in this country who have helped to build this country, that the first Negro president, mulatto that he is, that the first Negro president should put such a quote-unquote black eye, no pun intended, on our people. You know, there are many, 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 many intelligent, articulate, well-read, well-respected Negroes in this country that would serve admirably as a president. But it's a slur, it's a slap in the face for all of them that this usurper has been put up. Who knows how long it will be? Who knows the hurdle that has been built here by this man between pathways to political prominence in the future by this administration? Needlessly, I might add, needlessly. If it hadn't been for the agitation, the ADL, Southern Poverty Defense League, all that, Martin Lucifer, you know, I got a dream, where's all the white women at, you know, King, if it hadn't been for all of that, you know, black power, you know, Black Panthers, afros with the comb stuck in it, hadn't been for all of that Marxist agenda, you know, where would we be at today? We're just about out of the woods. You just about closed the chapter on that, you know, Rosa in the front of the bus, back of the bus issue. And it was just going the way that slavery went back in the founding of this country. It was already well on its way out. It was a wound that was healed. It was a civil rights process that just ripped the scab off and created all kinds of animosity between the people, needlessly, in my opinion, having grown, you know, lived through it. Anyway, I find the whole concept absolutely repugnant. And what has happened? You know, the Negro people, if you go and look in the encyclopedias and dictionaries, I don't mean to cast any aspersions on anybody. All right, that's not the intent of this broadcast. But if you look in the dictionaries, encyclopedias, and books, up until the 1960s, that's the way you'll find them, capital N Negro, all right? But they were subsumed under this idea of equal rights. They were brought down to the lowercase white worker, all right, and the lowercase B black. But guess what? Today, in all the news articles, there's a new minority group that has taken preeminence in this country, and it's the capital H Hispanics. It may not be long. Maybe it'll be a decade. Maybe it'll be two decades. And then we'll have the lowercase H Hispanics. What will they call them then? American Americans hyphenated? South American Americans hyphenated? You know? It's insanity. It's all propaganda. It's a spirit of division. You know, a house divided against itself cannot stand. A kingdom divided against itself shall surely fall. You get that right out of Matthew in the Bible. Horrible. Horrible. It just really irritates me to no end. We're always at war with one another, needlessly. Needlessly. All of this effort, you know, to bring homosexuality, transsexuality, bisexuality, all that to the fore, all of that is a spirit of division. All right? It's intended to divide the people, one against the other. Husbands against wives, wives against the husbands, sons against the daughters, daughters against the sons, the daughter against the mother. Again, this is just all right out of the Bible. And I find the whole process to just be really an annoyance. And it's repugnant, you know, in every way to me. I don't know whether any of you, how you feel about that. But I just find it completely unnecessary. You know, you look at another person and you're looking at another person. You're looking at another individual. You're looking at an individual. And from my earliest time, I don't know whether it was just because I grew up in Alaska. You know, right across the street, there was a Negro family. I won't use their names. But it was the little boy was right. He was, you know, the same age as my little brother. And most of the time you could find him either at our breakfast table, at our lunch table, in our backyard. We were all playing, you know, digging, you know, in the ground, making forts together, playing, you know. There was no animosity at all. In our grade school in Fairbanks, Alaska, we had, you know, Indians, Alaskan Indians, Tlingits. We had Eskimos. If there was a military base in town, you can imagine, you know, the numbers of different people that were brought into the Fairbanks, Alaska because of the military bases, the military installations. And there was no friction. I grew up and not even really knowing about any of that until I came to the lower 48, and then there it was, you know, in your face. Eskimo children had a very difficult time with English. It was a great leap for them to jump from their native tongues, which we certainly couldn't understand, to English. But they made their way the best they could in school. And I remember when some, you know, it was like almost an anticipation thing. You know, you're in grade school and you've got a friend that you play with and you like him and he knows how to play just like you know how to play. You can, on that level, you can communicate perfectly. And they're in class. And they're having to answer something, answer a question for the teacher, and they're struggling for the words. And it's like you look around the classroom and all the little faces are looking out there, and they're all, you know, just kind of beaming out positive energy, hoping that they can say the words properly. Because you know the difficulty. You've heard Eskimo, and it's less difficult to speak the language. I mean, there's just so much of that division, I can't stand it. Anyway, back to the article here. The Obama factor, again, Obama's ascendancy unhinged the radical right. offering a unified target to competing camps of racial, nativist, and religious animist. You know, how many religions are there? How many various branches of the Protestant denomination exist? You know, you've got the Green Pope. You got the Marian, you know, heresy going on at the Vatican. But after the Reformation, I mean, what a devilish plan it was, the Reformation. And we were going to talk a little bit about that, and we will, in a study of Enoch. But the idea that on October the 31st of 1517, when Martin Luther, isn't it curious, Martin Luther, the division, spirited division. On October 31st of 1517, when Martin Luther nailed his thesis 95 to the door of the Wittenberg Church, as I say, he essentially crucified Christ afresh and drove a wooden heart, a wooden hub, into the heart of Christendom. And we stepped across from the old world order into the new world order at that moment. And what happened was this birth of sects, S-E-C-T-S, sects. And there's so many Protestant denominations today, there's so much division in that house that it's no longer of any account. We'll be back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Mm-hmm.
So closing back out on this article, the last segment of today's broadcast, and again, I apologize for the difficulties that we had in the first portion of the broadcast with the technical challenges, but you know, this is the price we pay for not having to have bricks and mortars and huge antennas and tremendous fees and expenditures and so on and so forth. It's a delightful experience in talk radio to be able to produce your own broadcast with the sophisticated technology that Oracle has provided. This is my best time, the most enjoyable time on radio of any and all networks I've been with, and been a couple. So continuing along here from this article, we call it a storm of we call it somewhat of a perfect storm, says a high-ranking FBI official who declined to speak on the record because of the political sensitivities of the subject. With an economy in free fall and rising anger about illegal immigration, the usurper became a rallying point for dormant extremists after the 2008 election who weren't willing to act before but now are susceptible to being recruited and radicalized. You always got to throw that word in. It's like icing on the cake. Theirs is not Tea Party anger, which aims at electoral change, even if it often speaks of war. In the world of armed extremists, war is not always a metaphor. Some of them speak with contempt about big talkers who meet, eat, and retreat. Meet, eat, and retreat, quote unquote. Where did they get those words? Meet, eat, and retreat. I think John Stadtmiller has used that phrase on more than one occasion. History suggests that even the most ferocious, by and large, will never get around to walking the walk. Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center observes that, quote, there are huge numbers of people who say, quote, we're going to have to go to war to defend the Constitution or defend the white race. But that will be next week, boys. Mark Potok. I'll refrain from comment, sure. And yet, there are exceptions, and law enforcement officials say domestic terrorists are equally the product of their movement. Those most inclined toward violence sometimes call themselves 3%ers, a small vanguard that dares to match the deeds to words. Brian Banning, who led local and interagency intelligence units that tracked radical right-wing violence in Sacramento County, California, says, quote, the person who's interested in violent revolution may be attracted to a racist group or to a militia or to the Tea Party because he's anti-government, and so are they. Wow. Watch your back, Brian. But he's looking on the fringe of the crowd for the people who want to take action. And then it goes on and it talks about James Von Braun, the guy with the 22 caliber rifle. I'm going to go into that one. Shooting a guard at the Holocaust hoax museum. We don't need to go there. Dirty bomber. The first thing Jeff Trafton noticed at 346 High Street was a big swastika flag in the living room. You always got to bring in Adolf. Upstairs, where a man lay dead in his bedroom, there were photographs of the victim posed in a black Gestapo trench coat. Any murder was unusual in Belfast, Maine, a town of 7,000, where Trafton is the chief of police. This one kept getting stranger. Who did it was not a mystery. Amber Cummings, then 31, shot her husband, James, 29 years of age, to death, dropped the Colt 45 revolver, and walked to a neighbor's house to dial 911. Evidence of her torment at the dead man's hands during years of domestic abuse would later persuade a judge to spare her a prison sentence. Well, I guess you could throw that one in. A much more sobering picture emerged from the dead man's handwritten notes and printed records, some of which were recently made available to Time. You see, we're taking a long sidebar here. We're taking the long elliptical journey away from militias, and we're going into the life of an individual. A much more sobering picture emerged from the dead man's handwritten notes and printed records, some of which were recently made available to Time. Fresh interviews with principals in the case, together with the documents, depict a viciously angry and resourceful man who had procured most of the supplies for a crude radiological dispersal device and made some progress in sketching a workable design. What does that mean? Sketching a workable design, made some progress. He got a notepad and a sharpened pencil. In this, he was far ahead of Jose Padilla, the accused Al-Qaeda dirty bomb plotter, and more advanced in his effort than any previously known domestic threat involving a dirty bomb. Cummings spent many months winning the confidence of online suppliers using a variety of cover stories, PayPal accounts, and shipping addresses. He had a $2 million real estate inheritance and spent it freely on his plot. $2 million. He was very clever, says Amber Cummings, who until now had not spoken publicly about her late husband's preparations. There's a small amount of radioactive material he can legally buy for research purposes. He'd call those companies and he had various stores. He'd claim he was working as a professor. On November the 4th of 2008, Election Day, Cummings placed his last two orders for uranium at a total cost of $626.40 from United Nuclear Scientific Equipment and Supplies. And, of course, they list, you know, not only this low price for uranium, but the source in the article. Duh! The Michigan-based company, which declined to answer questions, offers uranium for sale online in medium, high, super high, and ultra high radiation blends. Well, God, if you wanted to offer a recipe, I guess you've just done so. In an ironic twist on customer service, United Nuclear wrote with regret to inform Cummings that one of the samples he ordered that day was, quote, already purchased by Homeland Security for training purposes. By way of apology, the company sent him a larger quantity in two chunks. Wow. A vendor in Colorado sold Cummins a radioactive beryllium. Cummings produced a third radiation source at home. From standard references and technical manuals, Cummings learned how to extract thorium from commercially available tungsten electrodes by soaking them in a peroxide bath. Don't try this at home, children. Don't try it at home, all right? According to the Centers for Disease Control, all three metals, uranium, thorium, and beryllium, are highly toxic when ingested and cause cancer if inhaled as fine airborne particles. Cummings had none of them in large quantity, and none had the high output of gamma rays that would make for the most dangerous kind of dirty bomb, but he was looking for more lethal ingredients. A shopping list under the heading Best for Dirty Bombs named three: Cobalt 60, cesium 137, and strontium 90. My gosh. All right. They're just putting this out in the Time magazine. What's the circulation of the Time magazine? Anybody ever checked out how many hairballs subscribe to Time magazine? How many disgruntled vets? Here we are just laying out a shopping list, where to buy it, the ingredients, all right? Making the best enemies money can buy, right here. Cummings made his best progress on high explosives. He bought large quantities of 3% hydrogen peroxide, which is commonly sold in pharmacies, then concentrated it on his kitchen stove to 35%. With acids on hand, Cummings had made a recipe and all the required ingredients for TATP, a hellishly energetic explosive favored by Middle Eastern suicide bombers. They don't show you where to buy the rig to wear the stuff. I don't like this kind of journalism, folks. This puts the wrong information out into the, you know, and there's no reason for this kind of detail, all right? They're encouraging somebody to give this a try. This is like putting a recipe for methamphetamine in the newspaper. In 2001, when shoe bomber Richard Reed came close to downing American Airlines Flight 63, yeah, he had several ounces of TATP in his hiking boots. Cummings had the ingredients to make many times that much, as well as aluminum powder, thermite, thermite igniter, and other materials used to detonate the explosive and amplify its effects. really laying it out here for you. Crude designs coming sketched on lined paper suggest that he had a lot to learn about efficient dispersal of radioactive particles. Even so, he was aware of the gaps in his knowledge. Quote, his intentions were to construct a dirty bomb and take it to Washington to kill President Obama. Close quote. Amber Cummings said he was planning to hide it in the undercarriage of our motorhome. Well, don't try it at home, folks. Hopefully we'll be back again with full-strength audio on Monday. Until then, good day.
One county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.